Welcome to Ray's Musical Podcast.
Hi, I'm here.
Ray is here, as am I. I don't remember what my name is. Rush Jared? That sounds right.
Rush Jared.
King Gizzard Lizard Mizzard Jared.
Some of those words were right. Others were not.
King Lizard Mizzard with Jared. Okay, and I'm KP. That's Ray.
Weezer Jared.
I'll take Weezer Jared. Okay. Sounds a little better than Rush Jared.
What's going on, Ray?
We are doing a new series called Blank's Favorites. This is Dad's Favorites, one of Dad's Favorites. Run DMC's Raising Frick.
Raising Hell.
Yeah.
Well, you make it sound like you're
Hades.
Saying the other word.
Right.
You have to say Raising Heck, because otherwise people are going to think, okay, anyways.
Or Hades.
Hades. But, Raising Hades. That's just like a good sitcom name.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Listen, that's copyright 2020.
But
Go Home Eat Productions.
We will do Raising Hades. We will do future episodes on different people. Jared.
I might throw my stuff into the ring. I like quite a few things.
You like stuff?
I like stuff, believe
Loser.
It or not.
Jeez.
Contrary to
no
popular
wonder
opinion.
No I wonder don't. Your name is Weezer. God.
That's so non-internet. Okay.
But, this is Dad's Favorites. Do you have any backstory, any remembrance of when this came out? Any?
Yeah. I mean, I'll go through kind of when it came on my radar and then kind of go through like what the album was. But you got to figure it out. We live in a very country area of the world.
Very much.
And people say, you know, this is the year hip-hop drops, right? 86. And there was rap prior to that. Matter of fact, Run DMC themselves had a gold record with their first self-titled debut and a platinum record with King of Rock. But then 86, this is the one that goes double platinum, and it's where they start getting, we start having Yo MTV Raps and all those things. A lot of LL Cool J's radio comes out that year. Rick Rubin, actually, who produces this, and they get with Rick Rubin to come up with this, which is where you get a lot of the rock backgrounds, and then eventually the idea to do Walk This Way with Aerosmith after they've already kind of recorded this thing. But for this to be like as you know, you went to school out here. To this to get to Gonzales, Florida, Northwest Florida.
Big.
When you walk out into the parking lot and it's all monster trucks, and there are
rebel flags on all every single one of them,
all mullets.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but close enough. And to have, you know, 2/3 of the parking lot is either some form of classic rock, newer rock, which at the time is like Van Halen or like either David Lee Roth or Sammy, whatever, and or Journey or whatever, or Loverboy, or, you know, and I'm thinking in 86, probably a lot of Bon Jovi. And then the other part of the parking lot is like Hank Williams Jr. and Randy Travis and music like that. Okay, and to have this being blared throughout your parking lot, this record, and two, now there were other rap records that were played around, but they had a lot of cussing in them and things like that. So it's kind of funny because this didn't require all of that to be cool.
This thing's falling.
Right? And so anyway, so for it to get here and be a big deal here is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was a cultural moment.
Correct. And so much so, in 2007, MTV rates Run DMC the greatest hip-hop group ever. They're the first group in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The first rap group in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2018, the Library of Congress inducts Raising Hell into the National Recording Registry as being a culturally, historic, and artistically significant record.
True.
Right?
It's so true.
And, you know, they sign a contract because of the Adidas thing for $1,600,000 with Adidas way back then. And that's kind of the beginning of how the hip-hop culture starts to change the way people dress. You know what I mean? Like, people are walking around with Adidas on and no shoelaces.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Okay, so anyway, let's get into this record a little bit. You want me to go through the questions?
Sure.
Ah!
You dropped the sheet?
Yes. How did we like the first track?
The first track
was Peter Piper.
I liked it.
I do think it sets the tone.
Yeah.
For the thing. I also like the fact that it opens with Peter Piper. I like the line that it opens with. How it opens the whole album.
I do like the wordplay with the nursery rhymes. It's something they toy with multiple times throughout this album.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, what did you think about the closer?
Which was...
Proud to be Black.
Proud to be Black. I listened to the expanded edition, so I had to make sure that was the right one. I thought it was great. It was one of my favorite songs on the album.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just cool.
Now, how did you think this record aged?
I think that's kind of a tough question because this and everything Run DMC did is just the blueprint for everything moving forward.
Well, it's old school and that's kind of its charm.
Yes, yes. But it, like, I just see so much of, like, when I was listening to this, I just saw so much of so many different artists in every facet of this. There were lines that I was just like, oh, Kanye referenced that multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, or just like the fusions that they did were just so...
Well, think about it.
Everything.
Think about it, too. This, you know, after this, after Walk This Way, for example, you get the Anthrax Public Enemy mix mash, right? And then next thing you know, like, there's a Judgment Night soundtrack, which if you have never heard the Judgment Night soundtrack where House of Pain and Helmet are together and Run DMC and Living Color are together and all that, go listen to that. It's off the chain.
Dude. That sounds great.
Oh, yeah. They do Me, Myself, and My Microphone, bro.
Yes.
It's off the chain. Okay, but anyway, point with that is that eventually turns into your Limp Bizkits, but it also turns into your Linkin Parks. It also turns into, you know what I mean? Because we start to fuse.
It also turns into your System of Downs. It also, yeah.
This was like the blueprint for music.
Of not only hip hop, but also the mix, the merging of guitars and. It's really so much you can draw back to this one record. What's your favorite and least favorite tracks?
I really liked, just to give a couple.
Walk This Way.
Just because, again, the fact that they didn't just do it over like a sample, but that fact that they like got Steven Tyler to work with them.
And Joe Perry, right.
And Joe Perry, yes. Was awesome.
And the performances,
I think it sounds so good.
The performances of Steven Tyler and Joe Perry are great on this. And you really want to piss off an old guy, like somebody my age, old guy. When you're listening to the regular the Aerosmith version of Walk This Way, when they get to certain parts, go, Lover, Cover, Say Nothing, Muffin. Way. And eventually they will turn to you and go, what are you doing? And go, well, I'm doing Run's part. They get mad.
Yeah. But what
do you mean? That they ruined that song when they let the, what are you talking about? Okay. Anyway.
I do want to give a shout out to Raising Hell, the title track.
Just for being
near metal levels of guitar. It was awesome.
I liked almost every song here.
I quite liked
You Be Illin.
UB Illin was funny.
UB Illin is awesome. Right.
Of course, it's tricky.
It's tricky. I knew every word to that song.
Still. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's been years.
Like, cheerleaders still do dances to it. You know what I mean? And it's amazing. It always have since the moment of its inception. You know what I mean?
Is It Live? Is it live?
To me, the first five tracks on this record are off the chain. That would only, like, if I was going to pull something out, I'd pull out Perfection and Dumb Girl. If I was going to pull something out, which I don't think I would.
I like Dumb Girl just because it's just really funny.
It is. There's a charm to it. I'm just saying, but if I was going to, that's the only way I would change it at all, if I was going to change anything at all about it.
I guess my least favorite is, I can't say Sons of Byford because that's an interlude.
I love Sons of Byford.
But Sons of Byford is great too. Dumb Girl?
Okay.
Probably. Okay. Yes. If I had to choose.
Totally fair. I don't know. I don't think I really have like a least favorite. There are just songs I liked more.
I love My Adidas.
Yes.
Oh my God. The cool story, dude, they're interviewing him. They said, when did you really feel like you made it? And they said, well, you know, we're from Hollis, Queens. And eventually we're headlining The Garden. And I say to everybody, and this is in the movie called The Show, where they talk about how hip hop evolves. And he says, and so I say to the crowd, everybody put your Adidas in the air. And he says, you know, nobody wore shoelaces. So everybody just reached down and pulled their shoe right off their foot. And he said, I'm looking out in the crowd, 20,000 pair, 25, not pair, but 20,000 single Adidas are in the air.
Yes.
Right. And then they cut to it. And he goes to the guy, he goes, yo, what's that? And he goes, that's my belt. And he goes, yo, what's that? And he goes, those are my pants. And he goes, yo, what's that? And he goes, my Adidas. And you hear the bass go in and it's just like so cool. And it's just, dude, oh my God. Sorry, I get nostalgic. But by the way, if you want to see a show that describes the way hip hop works in like the counter of 90s West Coast hip hop to the origins of hip hop, and like, I want to say Kid Creole takes credit for the phrase, yes, y'all. And he says, I just came up, and they were like, how did you know, how on earth did you? And he's like, I just needed a way to go from one lyric to the other, and that was my bridge. And they were like, and now like everybody that ever rapped owes you money, because everybody uses yes, y'all. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I know it sounds, but anyway, the production here, Rick Rubin, one of the great producers of all time. What did we think?
Man, production was great. The usage of samples, again, blueprint for everything.
Yes.
Oh, it's so old school in such a good way.
Right. And to think he produces this, LL, he produces this, Radio, License to Ill, all in the same year.
Dude, my God.
You know what I mean? And dude, think about who these people become. I mean, all of them are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If Rick Rubin's not, he needs to be at some point.
He needs to be, yeah.
Right. Now, and then you have like LL's on your TV set in the middle of the, you know, he literally has his own TV shows now. He's become that big of a star, right? And gotten away from it. And all of these people have their origins with Russell Simmons, the brother of, and then you also have, of course, Rick Rubin. Now, what would you rate this record out of 10?
It's so hard to rate something that's so fundamental to the rest of music. I guess I wasn't the world's biggest fan of it, because it was kind of old school. Maybe not exactly that.
I get what you're saying.
But I just saw so much of stuff I liked more in it, if that makes sense.
Right. You're hearing the influences, right?
Yeah.
But it's reminding you also of things that you grew up on and like more than this.
Yeah, that's the big part of it for me.
Right. I get it.
I don't know. I don't know if I can assign a number to it.
What about you, Ray?
I'd say probably light 9. I'll go with 9. I'd say it's so influential, I can't really rate it an 8.
Well, for me, it's a 10, but it reminds me of 7 years of, you know what I mean? Like, I own this record as a tape. I owned it as a CD. I still pull it up. I own it in like 4 different forms. You know what I mean? It's
absolutely,
it's because,
dude, this, I'm just looking at Rick Rubin's discography right now. Wow.
Man's incredible.
He did.
Dude, I think he did Lulu.
Did he really?
He did.
I made that up.
He did.
I don't know why I was so prepared to accept that as just like fact.
He did this one. He did Rain and Blood. He did License to Ill.
Google that. Did he do Lulu?
I feel like no. My heart says no.
My brain also says no. Even if I want to believe.
But anyway, you guys had a good time listening to this.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. No. He's worked on a couple Metallica albums. Never. Lulu.
What Metallica albums did he do?
Hold on, I got it. He worked on Yeezus. Beyond Magnetic. I think he worked on Death Magnetic. Yeah, he worked on Death Magnetic, which right. It was not great production-wise.
But
which
back to this record though.
He did so much. He did System of Down.
He did a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
He's his own episode.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's his own episode. Now,
he did Audio Slave, dude.
Back to this record though. I don't think you can have. Even though you could argue there are records that came out that same year or around those 3 years that were better than that. You could argue that. I personally wouldn't necessarily agree with that, but you could argue that. I don't know that you have the history of hip-hop the same way. Like, if you pull this out of it, the butterfly effect is so crazy so many different genres. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I do think that this is an incredibly... If it matters to you... Where things come from.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this because, again, you'll hear so much.
Right.
So much.
And, like you said, too, there are so many things that they say that a rapper that comes out tomorrow will just throw in there because he knows every generation of hip-hop fan remembers Raising Hell, remembers
self-titled.
Peter Piper, remembers, you know, everything. Tricky. You know what I mean? Okay. You can't help it.
Okay, let's move on. Before we move on to the battles, I actually want to shout out a couple of tracks that came out
nice.
A little while ago. There was a new King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard album, single.
Single, yes.
That came out, and I quite like it. It's pretty good. New Pup single, which if you don't know what Pup is, they're this... They came out with a really good album called Morbid Stuff. They're kind of pop punky, but this single is kind of a mix between Pinkerton era Weezer with some neutral Melk Hotel effects.
Nice.
And stuff. And a new Weezer came out. It is very because the album that this is going to be on is called Van Weezer. It is very guitar.
Ah, they're referencing the man Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, it is very guitar oriented, a lot more than you'd expect. I really like it. I think it is. I hope this album is good with how much it's getting delayed constantly. And also because Weezer did this to us last time, they came out with good singles, then the album was. Those singles were the best parts of it.
They made Blue Album and Pinkerton. They can do whatever they want.
Yes.
New Deftones single, which was fairly surprising. I really liked this single. It's a Deftones song, so you kind of know what you're getting into. But I do think a lot of people do. I've heard. Some people who even don't normally like Deftones say that they like this single, and I'm hyped for the new album.
New Nas out there.
New Nas. You like the new Nas?
I like the new Nas. It's out there. Came out. I listened to it on the way home from work on Thursday. New Killers out there.
King's Disease.
The Killers. Dropped the album. I think the Killers have reached that point too, where you either they're like you too. You hate them or you like them.
Did they do Mr. Brightside?
They did Mr. Brightside.
They did Mr. Brightside. Yeah. Oh, of course. Well, that think about it. They.
I've never listened to any Killers other than that song.
Well, that song's been in the UK charts since 2005. So, like, you know, it's very overplayed. All right. We're moving on.
Real quickly. I don't think we should do a Run DMC thing without mentioning the fact that Jam Master Jay was perfect on this. And their callouts to Jam Master Jay are perfect. But the way he's cutting... The records on here are perfect.
Oh, dude.
Okay, go ahead.
Are we moving on to the battles?
Yes.
I don't really think we have any other...
I'm prepared for my hot takes.
I don't really think we have any other 2020 stuff that came that I'm verily interested in.
No. I saw that there was some stuff that came out, but I didn't personally listen to any of it. I'm excited for people's upcoming projects, but nothing, like, concrete yet.
All right. So, we... Jared, do you want me to be really mean to you?
Do it.
Neutral Milk Hotel versus the microphones.
Oh, the microphones.
Okay, all for hold on.
Okay,
hold on. All for Neutral Milk Hotel, say aye. All for the microphone, say aye.
Aye. I have just poured through the microphone's catalog. I've listened to, like, almost all of it, and there's a lot of it. There's a lot of, like, outtakes and stuff. Neutral Milk Hotel, probably.
There's a weird thing here, because does Mount Erie count with microphones?
No, I'm going to say even just with the microphones work as the microphones, Phil Elverum and the other guys whose names I forget at the moment. I would say that's different. So the microphones as the microphones.
But the microphones are like your favorite band ever.
They're up there for certain. I do kind of in my head lump all those Phil Elverum projects together to a certain extent. I think I like the microphones better than.
I just like Neutral Milk Hotel just better.
Neutral Milk Hotel is just really good, and I totally get it. In the Airplane Over the Sea is still one of my favorite albums. I've listened to it hundreds of times. I love that album, even if it is odd.
Now it's time to be mean to Dad. Mm. Faith No More versus Living Color.
Good.
All for Faith No More, say aye. Aye. Wait. Okay, I'll die on this hill. All
right.
All for Living Color, say aye.
Aye.
I don't really have an argument. I just like them a little better.
I like Faith No More very much.
I definitely don't say that I hate Living Color.
I didn't say that.
Because I really like Living Color.
I'll say that.
I think Living Color is the most talented band to ever play together, besides Cream. And that, I mean, I don't, they're, it's crazy how talented they are.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But again, I mean, and you asked me the other day, right? List albums that I think are perfect or close to perfect or really like. And I said with Living Color, any of their first three records. You know what I mean? Which I can't, how many people did I say that about?
I think you said that about like Outkast.
Outkast, Living Color.
Black Crowes, you said that.
Any of the first three records, Black Crowes. That's
yeah,
it.
I think those are the
I didn't say that
three.
About Guns N' Roses. I didn't say that about anybody else. You know what I mean? Anyway, I like them a lot.
I just like them more. Okay, now we're going to get into stuff with more conversation. A Perfect Circle versus Deftones. This one's a bit of a good new metal battle.
I'm not super familiar with the Perfect Circle. So I don't know.
Everyone make their decision?
Yes.
All for Deftones say aye. Aye. All for Perfect Circle say aye.
Aye.
I just think Deftones have put out more good stuff.
Perfect Circle's got something else to do called Tool.
Well, I didn't put him up against Tool because that's not fair. All right?
Like, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
But they put out more stuff, and they put out more good stuff. I don't really think Deftones have ever made a lackluster album, at least if you like their noise. I don't think they've ever made a lackluster album.
Okay.
You have any argument for?
I like the other one better.
That's fair.
All right, now we're
how this works, baby.
This has been a bit of a lull as of late, but hopefully we're gonna get into one that has conversation and one that is pretty hard. So this is a Black Sabbath battle. Dio era Sabbath versus Ozzy era Sabbath.
I have my answer.
You have your answer?
Mm-hmm.
All for Dio era Sabbath, say aye.
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 All for Ozzy era Sabbath, say aye. Aye. When I want Dio, I go to Holy Diver. I don't really go to Dio era Sabbath.
That's fair, but
I don't.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to remember the name of the album despite me loving it.
Mob Rules.
Mob Rules is so good. Front to back. Awesome.
Mob Rules is really good. Better than Paranoid?
I haven't listened
to both those albums, and I like it better than Paranoid because I really do just like Dio. I like his style, and I think he does work well with Black Sabbath as a band.
I think it's okay sometimes. It's like with music, I don't think you could make an argument. Like, a lot of times when you do these things, you can't make an argument. Like, you're asking me personal preference, is what I'm assuming, right? I don't think you can make an argument that Ozzy's Sabbath is the blueprint for what becomes metal. I don't know that you can say the discographies match up. I do know that I absolutely love Mob Rules. And I don't necessarily
Dio's really ever. Good, but when I think of the essence of Black Sabbath, I don't think Dio. When I think...
That's okay.
There's
that's
no... There's
that's
not
your
a,
choice. You know what I'm saying? And I, like I said, I would never say this discography is better than that discography if you split the two up. But what I will say is I know which album I go pull up when I pull up an album. And it's not any that Ozzy's singing on.
It's Mob Rules.
Right. I go pull up. If I want to hear Ozzy do... Sabbath, I can do that anytime.
I just
it pops
don't
up on
people.
The radio. Go ahead.
Dio rules, dude.
Dio rules.
Ozzy just fits better.
Dio rules.
I
disagree.
Muse versus Radiohead. All from Muse. Yeah, Radiohead. But we were actually. I actually just brought this up because I would like to announce that we are doing a Radiohead discography dive.
Nice. Yes. Yes. Awesome. We're gonna get into Tom York.
We need to.
And his weird name that has an H in it.
Yes.
His name has an H in it?
Yeah, it's T-H-O-M.
York.
York. No, it's in Tom.
By the end of this, trust me, we will be really pretentious.
Yes, dude, I'm about to come out with my hot takes.
That's where we're going.
OK Computer is good, actually.
Wait.
What's next? What's next on the charts?
On the charts?
What do we got?
We have our System of a Down battle.
Who? System of a Down versus who?
Who?
System of a Down versus the one and only Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull.
Dude, I love
Bro,
Pitbull.
Who? Which one of these has performed live at a WrestleMania?
Pitbull.
It's Pitbull, baby.
Pitbull, baby. Mr. Pitbull. Worldwide. That's not even close.
Dude, it's not. It's not fair.
Dude, if you put Flo Rida in there with it.
Dude.
Come on, dog. You know what I love about Pitbull, though?
What?
In all reality?
Everything.
Is I don't know that... He seems like the kind of guy who...
I can never tell if he's on a song or not.
I'm not 100%...
He'll drop in a verse.
I'm not 100% sure. You ever heard of Milli Vanilli? The band that was kind of famous, and then all of a sudden it turned out they weren't really singing?
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure Pitbull's really does anything other than... I think he's fairly cool. And I think he sells being fairly cool.
Listen,
really well.
Being fairly cool will get you so far in so many industries.
Pitbull's fairly
cool. Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
Music, wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
All the performing things.
Oh, dude, absolutely. Actors.
Think about Bruce Willis. Why is that guy famous? Well, he's cool.
He is cool.
Right? Put him on Moonlighting. He's on the middle of the afternoon. I mean, middle of the evening. Once a week. He becomes this world famous superstar because people were like, hey, he's pretty cool. Actually, he's a sarcastic jerk, but he's pretty cool. I like sarcastic jerks. Everybody does.
Let's go back to Pitbull. We were focused on something interesting.
Pitbull won.
Pitbull
won hands
Pitbull
down.
Wins.
Mr. Worldwide.
Correct. It wasn't even fair. Is that a wrap?
Not even fair. That is a wrap.
Do I have time
also,
for a quick story?
Also, we might have to stop doing the System of Down thing for a while because it's hard to come up with bad bands. To put them up
and
against.
We're
going to
do a System of Down discography someday.
Someday.
It's going to be a two-part episode.
We're making you wait.
Sucks 1 and 2.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
in.
I have time for a story? You mind?
Yes.
Okay. Jam Master Jay made me think about this. Rick Rubin too. Okay. He was so good, right? I used to go to school. I used to drive this guy home from practice. His name was X, and. He had two turntables, and this was at the time when, you know, so it was kind of unique to have two turntables, and I believed he lived in Gonzales. I'm trying to remember. I know what road he lived on, but I can't remember exactly what his mailing address was. Okay, and he would take the record radio and scratch on the LL Cool J record radio every night and tape it. And then he would sit down in my car and tell me, I want you to listen to what I did last night. Tell me what you think. And I would hear it and it would be, wick, 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 wick. And I would be like, X, it sounds good. He's like, but does it sound better than yesterday? And I'd be like, I don't know. I mean, he'd be like, you don't hear right there? It's different than it was the day before. And I'd be like, man, I don't know. It all kind of sounds. I'm really sorry here, but every day on the way home from practice, he gave me the remix of a radio record for an entire year. X, that's if you're dedication. Out there, love you, brother. All right. Oh, and Swamp Life to you. It's this thing. He's a Gator fan. Swamp Life. Every time he says anything. Are we ready?
Swamp Life.
Next episode will be an episode of my favorites. Ray, I don't think you've heard of him before. And it will be The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. The rock opera concept album Emo...
Emolicious.
Where'd you get that from?
Don't think that's a word.
I think I made that up.
Copyright.
Copyright.
Go home.
Go home eat. 2020. Emolicious.
I don't...
Do we have to say it like that?
Is that how you say it?
The creepiest way you can say it.
Is intonation
copyrightable? See, the difference... See, the difference between...
If you're going to say it,
but the difference between MCR... The difference between MCR and most bands that have a normally bad fan base is that they make good music.
So yeah, interesting. Interestingly enough.
So that's our next record.
That is our next record, yes. And next Black Parade. After that, we will do a Jared's Favorites.
My Chemical Romance.
My Chem. MCR. Emolicious. Whatever you want. Whatever.
Emolicious.
You wanna?
Emolicious.
Copyright delicious. 2020.
Soon you
GHH. Ray, you want to exit us out of here?
Thank you baffled. For listening.
Listen to good music, guys.
I'm baffled.
Listen to good music.
We'll see you next week, hopefully.
Hopefully. Well, you'll hear us next week.
You'll hear us. We won't.